If you float down the middle fork of the Vermilion River near Kickapoo State Park, you might not notice an embankment holding back 3.3 million cubic yards of coal ash stored in three ponds above the river. You can't see the ash ponds from the river, but you might spot a line of discolored water seepage where the river's force is eroding the riverbank. Andrew Rain is a water resources engineer with the Prairie Rivers Network.
What we're seeing, if you take a canoe down the middle fork, is that this coal ash is seeping through the riverbank and creating a couple hundred feet of orange, purple, oily, sheen-stained riverbank where coal ash pollutants are entering the Middle Fork River.
The Middle Fork is Illinois' only federally designated National Scenic River. The seepage comes from groundwater flowing through the ponds at the retired Vermilion Power Station owned by Dynegy Midwest Generation. Coal ash contains highly toxic chemicals and heavy metals, including arsenic, lead, mercury, and boron. On May 30th, Prairie Rivers filed a lawsuit against Dynegy, claiming pollution from the coal ash ponds violates the Clean Water Act. On June 20th, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency issued a violation notice to the company for alleged pollution of surface water in the Middle Fork. Vistra Energy Corporation, which now owns Dynegy, declined to answer questions for this story, but sent a written statement denying the river is being negatively impacted by the coal ash. Coal ash pollution is a problem throughout the United States. The EPA says 62% of lakes and 43% of rivers that receive discharge from coal plants are polluted beyond safe drinking water standards. Thomas Smarr, an attorney at Earth Justice representing the Prairie Rivers Network in his lawsuit, says most sites are contaminating groundwater.
Virtually every site where there was sampling done shows significant levels of toxic contamination of the groundwater from these power plants.
When contamination is found, federal regulations require further tests to determine if it's from coal ash or from another source, but only for so-called active sites. Retired sites don't even have to test. Illinois has 83 coal ash ponds at 24 active or retired coal power plants. Andrew Rain reviewed groundwater reports from 18 of the sites.
15 out of 18 had levels of contamination that were above drinking water or Illinois groundwater standards. The only question is, how much is that groundwater contamination coming up into surface water?
But the seeps aren't the only problem at the Vermilion site. A 2017 Dynegy engineering study shows that the river is rapidly undermining the riverbanks under the ash ponds. Coal ash spill on the Middle Fork would flow through Kickapoo State Park, an area visited by more than a million people each year. The ash could overwhelm the river for many miles downstream, from the Middle Fork to the Salt Fork, then into the Vermilion River and through downtown Danville. Mike Marin was chair of the Vermilion County Board and is now serving the area as a representative in the Illinois State Legislature.
Obviously, it would be an environmental catastrophe, which is something that we would want to avoid at all costs. But then beyond the environmental part of it, it would be a huge economic and financial catastrophe as well.
Earlier attempts to stabilize the river have failed, says Andrew Rain.
2 years ago, that was the site of some pretty rapid erosion, followed by sort of emergency response application from Dynegy to say, hey, we need to armor this. So they got approval to armor the riverbank. And that's what you see there now is just under 500 feet of sort of white stone.
After one section of the riverbank was armored in 2016, erosion along other sections of the Middle Fork accelerated. Pam Richard is co-director of the Champaign-based Eco Justice Collaborative.
We went out on May 2nd, and we were astounded. The banks had moved closer, specifically on the Old East Pit. It was alarming. It was so alarming that we came back and wrote a letter to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the IEPA and said, who's monitoring the store here?
Dynegy is now seeking a permit to install another 1,900 feet of armoring on the riverbank. In October, the company will submit to the Illinois EPA a plan to permanently close the ponds, either by removal of the coal ash or by capping the ponds and leaving them in place on the river.
When they cap in place, we call that pollute in place.
Frank Holloman is a senior litigating attorney with the Southeastern Environmental Law Center, which has won lawsuits forcing coal companies to move coal ash to dry landfills.
It'll be out of sight and out of mind. But the real risk from this coal ash is the flow of groundwater underneath the surface. And capping in place doesn't have any effect on that. All it does is make it less visible.
Capping the ash ponds in place would also leave a long-term risk. catastrophic failure of the riverbank and a spill of up to 600 million gallons of coal ash into the Middle Fork. Bruce Rhodes is a University of Illinois professor and a fluvial geomorphologist. That's a scientist who studies the erosion processes of rivers.
Often what happens with riverbanks is water flows through the bank from the backside. You begin to get mass failures, is what we call them. The large chunks of the bank begin to detach from the bank itself, and they often fall forward into the river.
Rob Cantor is an environmental educator at the University of Illinois and a Prairie Rivers Network board member. He says if the ash ponds remain, a spill on the river is inevitable.
You think of the engineering wonders that people are capable of, but the fact is the river is made up of two parts, the channel and the floodplain. And the channel in a river that meanders like the Middle Fork does is only one part of that river. The floodplain is the other. The coal ash is already in the river, essentially, because it's in the floodplain.
The ash ponds at the Vermilion Power Station are drawing attention now because of their impact on Illinois' only national scenic river. But many other coal ash sites are in the process of being closed. Andrew Rain from Prairie Rivers is worried that if the Illinois EPA allows Dynegy to leave the coal ash ponds on the Middle Fork, it will accept that as a solution across the state. But Rob Cantor says the state has a chance to set another kind of example by requiring the removal of the coal ash.
I hope the standard set in the settlement over the Middle Fork then becomes a standard that's useful for rivers that don't have a constituency, for ash ponds that are farther out of the way that people can't see every day.
I'm Jack Brighton, Illinois Public Media.